Good morning, everyone. Will you stand with us? This song is talking about God's love. It's furious. It's deep. It's wide. Here we go.
His love is deep. His love is wide. And it covers us. His love is fierce. His love is strong. And it's furious. His love is sweet. His love is wild. It's waking. Love is wide and it covers us. Love is fierce and love is strong and furious. Love is sweet, love is wild, waking hearts
Grab a seat, say hi to the person beside you. Okay, hi. There you go. So we have a new employee at Gateway, and she's from Alabama, so I'm learning to say hi. Hi, y'all. You know, hi, y'all. So glad that you're here and you're joining us online. Thanks for being a part, and others are coming in right now. Today's going to be different. And some of you have experienced a prayer Sunday at Gateway before. For some of you, this will be brand new. So I'm going to guide you through the morning. So it'd be that kind of a sense as we take time to pray and adore Him. We'll be following a prayer plan. It's nothing that we created here at Gateway called ACTS. And perhaps some of you have heard it. So adoration, right? Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. But we're going to purposely misspell it. So don't send me any emails that you misspelled ACTS today, because we're going to take some time to adore Him. I'll lead you in that in just a few moments. And then we're going to take some time in confession. And then we're going to be coming to these altars, because some of us come with needs today, and some of us will stand proxy. I'll lead us in that as well. Then we're going to conclude our time in thanksgiving. But here's what I want to say. Throughout the morning, I just want to just free you up. To worship, how you just sense God leading you. For some of you, you like to stand, don't you? And so at any time, whether I say, let's stand, and you want to stand, you can stand, you know. If you want to come to these altars, and you can come to these altars at any time, at any moment, even without being invited. So please do that, or maybe you want to kneel. We just want to open it up so you have freedom to worship, how you feel led today. And for those of you on our online campus, I just encourage you to join in as well. We'll be praying for you this morning, especially so. In Psalm 34, the psalmist shares, I think, words that I have lifted to the Lord, and probably you have as well. And it really helps to set the tone, I think, for this morning. He says, "As I will praise the Lord at all times, I will constantly speak His praises. I will boast only in the Lord. All who are helpless take heart." So you're here and you're feeling helpless today, the word is take heart. "Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt His name together." And then here's a declaration. "I prayed to the Lord and He answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Those who look to Him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. In my desperation, I prayed and the Lord listened. He saved me from all of my troubles." And then this picture. "For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear Him. And in my desperation, I cried out." So maybe that's where you are today. Maybe you're here and look, you've had a tough week, man. And so in desperation, you're going to cry out to Him. The good news is He hears. Amen. He hears. So we're going to begin our time today with adoration. So A, adoration. What's the first thing you think about when you think of God? Think about for just a second. Yeah, love. So many things. Yeah, He's huge. He's big. So many words come to our mind, don't they? And you mentioned, if you were here the first week that we started the prayer series, I mentioned this, that we don't begin a prayer series with the function of prayer. That is, how we pray and the words we form. We begin with who God is, because it makes a difference. Because if you're praying to the God we just read about in the Psalms, right, then we pray in trust and faith, knowing and believing that He hears us, even during those times when we're not really sure, right? So it makes a difference. So we begin with God. Adoration is to adore God and to worship Him with all of our heart, our mind, and our soul. We thank God, we adore Him, and we praise Him for who He is. Who is He? He's our Creator. He's the one who sustains us. I think most importantly, He's our Redeemer. If you're a follower of Jesus, and most of us are here today, He's our Redeemer. He is the one who has promised an eternity with Him. He has saved us. He has forgiven us. He's given us a brand new life and hope in Him. He's our Redeemer. He is the one who provides all that we need. And we adore Him. Adoration sets the tone for prayer, and it will set our tone today. It's good for us to be reminded that during this time, we're not reminding God who He is. He knows who He is. There are times, I think, though, when we need to be reminded who God is. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, maybe one of my favorite Old Testament passages, King Jehoshaphat is facing some really distressing times. I mean, the armies are coming. In fact, verse 3 of chapter 20 says, Jehoshaphat was terrified. So that's where he is. And so in desperation, he begins to cry out to the Lord. And this is what he does. In verse 5 of chapter 20, 2 Chronicles, Jehoshaphat stood before the community of Judah and Jerusalem in front of the new courtyard at the temple of the Lord, and he prayed. And I get the sense he's praying out loud so that they can remember who God is. O Lord, God of our ancestors, you alone are the God who is in heaven. You are ruler of all the kingdoms of the earth. You are powerful and mighty, and no one can stand against you. The God we serve, and we adore him. Listen to Psalm 26, verse 8. I love your sanctuary, Lord, the place where your glorious presence dwells. I think we know, and maybe I don't even need to mention it, that he just doesn't dwell in a building, right? So wherever we are, he is. His presence dwells within us. Our God is an awesome God, kind, tenderhearted, and merciful. Our Father loves us with an everlasting love and is always concerned about our welfare. All that we need, he provides through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Glorious, our rock, your deeds are perfect. Everything you do is just and fair. You are faithful and you do no wrong. Just and upright, your unfailing love knows no limit. You are our inheritance and our hope. You are filled with compassion. You are good, and your love endures forever. I reverence and I adore you. And here's kind of a prayer of adoration. I'd like for you to join me in just repeating it today. Can we do that? Father, you are completely holy and so breathtakingly beautiful. I fall at your feet in adoration. Can we say it again? Father, you are completely holy and so breathtakingly beautiful. I fall at your feet in adoration. And so what we're going to do is we take some moments of silence to adore him. I'm going to encourage you during this time right now just to lift words of adoration to him from your heart. You might want to repeat this. You may want to say, Father, this is who you are, but I adore you. In a moment, the team will lead us in some worship. But let's take these silent moments, shall we? Just to adore him. Tell him who he is.
Our Father, Creator, you hold our hearts together. There is no one higher than you. Redeemer, Defender, our great and mighty Savior, there is no one higher than you. You are always with us, gracious to forgive us. By your power we've been set free.
presence, astounded by your mercy and love. Hands are lifted high in surrender. Grace for me is always enough.
Praise.
Oh, love surpassing knowledge. Your grace so full and free. I know that Jesus saves me, and that's enough for me. Oh, wonderful salvation. The sin makes me free. I feel the sweet assurance, and that's enough. Hallelujah, no one greater. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Oh, you gave yourself broken on that tree. Your sacrifice is enough.
Father, you are completely holy and so breathtakingly beautiful. I fall at your feet in adoration. Amen. You may be seated. You know, I don't know how many of you, in the past, I've had trouble sleeping at night. You know, so I think part of it is just my mind just constantly going. You know what I mean? So some of you, my wife is one of these. Honestly, I have looked at the clock and I timed her. how long it takes for her to go to sleep. It's usually less than 60 seconds. Max 2 minutes. I hate her for it. Because I'm, you know, so it, yeah, it was my pattern until recently. And so what I have begun doing, I don't know, maybe this will help some of you. I've begun reciting my breath prayer as I go to sleep. And it has, and the Jesus prayer, and for some of you know the Jesus prayer is, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And I'll recite my breath prayer and the Jesus prayer. And I will tell you, my sleep has changed. It's been incredible. So that's a little nugget for you, right? So if you're one of those people who have struggled, pray. Adore him for who he is. It'll change your life. It has mine. Have you ever had something that you felt like was blocking your connection to God? Now, we know he always hears us, right? We talk about that. He does. But sometimes things come into our life, don't they, that are a hindrance to our prayer time. We're going to enter into a time of confession. I'm not going to have you stand and yell out your sins, you know, because don't worry, because I would have to start, and I don't want to do that. So, but we are going to take time for confession. Confession allows us to clear away the things that are in our relationship, those things that are between us and God. And so you've heard me say this before, that when the Holy Spirit convicts us, we should embrace that. We need to embrace that. Because what he is saying to us, there's something in your life that is hindering all that Jesus wants us to be in the relationship that he wants us to have with him. So we're going to take time to listen to the Holy Spirit. And he may bring some things into our heart, into our lives that we need to confess today. Things are hindering our relationship with Jesus. All of us have sinned. There is nobody here who hasn't. John writes in his epistle, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. And I love 1 John 1:8-9. If we confess our sins, this is a promise. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. That's a promise we can cling to, isn't it? It is. And so, question, what is Jesus saying to you? What is the Holy Spirit saying to you right now? Just kind of privately, and as we move into a time of confession, what area of your life do you sense him kind of like touching? What is it that you can embrace today? Maybe it's bitterness. Maybe that has tried to settle in. Maybe it's jealousy of some type. You know, that can get in us, can't it? And that's a sin. Envy of some type. Now, we can go on and on. Worry. This last couple weeks, I allowed a number of things that come into my life that I just worried about. I just worried, and really, and I would love to tell you that, I would love to like frame it in this way, it was a really godly thing. You know, I was concerned, you know, that's how we kind of get, but it was worry and it was sin. And I found myself on a late run yesterday having to, I confessed, I said, God, that is wrong and that is sin. I ask for your forgiveness. That's hindering me. And maybe that's where you are today. Now, confession isn't only those things like that, but our confession may be, God, I'm not dependent upon you like I should. I become independent of you. I tried to do this thing on my own. So that's our confession to him. God, I need you. I've tried to live life on my own, and I need you. And that's our confession today. So daily I confess my need to trust God in your wisdom to guide me. Proverbs 28, verse 6, those who trust their own insight are foolish. But anyone who walks in wisdom, the wisdom of the Lord, is safe. And then here's a prayer confession. I'm just going to invite us to repeat today, repeat together. Jesus, there is no one like you. I need your forgiveness, and I need you every moment of the day. Can we say it again? Jesus, there is no one like you. I need your forgiveness, and I need your every day. And so, as we enter into this time, let's just take a few moments and just seek the Lord. God, is there anything in my heart, anything in my life? And then we offer that up to him, and thank God for his forgiveness. So just privately and in our seats where we're seated, let's just take some time. And online this morning, let's do that, shall we? Jesus, show us. Holy Spirit, speak to each one of us, I pray.
Are you hurting and broken within, overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was brought. Is risen. Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior. Hope of a nation.
Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender.
I surrender.
Just say it again. Jesus, there is no one like you. I need your forgiveness, and I need you in every moment of the day, and we are so thankful that He provides all of that. Amen. Amen. Well, in just a moment, I'm going to invite you to the altars. Do you still believe that Jesus does miracles today? Yeah, I do too. We do. We're a church that believes that He does, and that He calls us into prayer for one another, right? Intercessory prayer. We're to lift up the needs of one another in that way, and to present our own needs to Him. Now, I share with you a psalm at the beginning, Psalm 34, that where the psalmist says, in desperation I cried out to you, right? I need you. And so, as some of us come to the altar today, we're going to come out of desperation. There are those of us here who are carrying things and burdens that no one else knows about. And so you're going to come in that way, and present that need to God. There are those here who need a miracle in your life. I mean, it may be a physical healing. It may be a relationship healing. It may be a financial healing. I don't know what it is, but God does. And so I'm going to invite you to come in just a moment. We're going to pray the prayer of faith, and we're going to believe that God's going to perform miracles today. There are many who want to come, and you want to stand in proxy for someone. So You have a friend, you have a relative, you have someone, you know, who cannot be here today, but you're going to stand in proxy for them, and we're going to pray for them. For those of you on an online campus, I'm going to have a prayer for you at the conclusion of this time, because you're in need. And for some of you, that's why you're sitting in your homes today. And so we're going to pray together, in confessing our need for him, we're going to pray for healing. It's actually on April 28th of this year. I received what I think is a word from the Lord. I tucked it away because I think it's for today. And I'll just share it with you because I think it's God's word to you and to me. Here it is. My people, do not let the cares of life weigh you down. Look to me. Fix your eyes on me and trust me, for I see the troubles all around you. Remember, I'm sovereign over all. Cast all your cares on me, for I care for you. Praise me, thank me, wait on me, and watch and see what I do. Amen. Amen. And then I think my favorite prayer scripture, if you will, is Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. So that's what we're going to do right now. In just a moment, I'm going to have you stand, and we're going to sing a new song. Jason's going to, and the team's going to lead us in that. Here's my heart. Speak truth. I want us to sense just the words that we're singing. They're powerful words. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak truth. What the enemy would do is speak fear into your life. He will speak all of those things that do not come from the Lord. There'll be fear, there'll be distractions. But here's my heart, Lord. I'll speak truth. And so I'm going to have a stand in a moment. I'm going to invite you to stay standing for just a little bit. That allows people to kind of come and go. We'll come to the altar. You don't need to tell us your need, Mom. You can, but you don't have to. We'll just pray for whatever need you may have in your life. But let's come. Let's come believing. Shall we do that? He'll perform miracles today. Let's stand together. And as we begin to sing, come on down. There'll be a prayer team coming down forward. If you want to pray for someone, you come. Let's just join together.
Always true, you are alive.
Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is true.
Here's my life, Lord.
Here's my life, Lord. Here's my life, Lord. Here's my life, Lord. Speak what is true.
Speak what is true.
Speak what is true.
In prayer, invite you to kind of just to reach out and receive from him. And I'm going to invite us to join with those who are on our online campus. Some could not be here today because of your situation. We're going to pray for you and pray healing. Aren't you thankful that wherever we are, God knows where we are? It's like we're not hidden from him, right? Ever. So, you know, let's just join together in prayer. So, Father, we receive from you today. I'm so thankful for what you have done around these altars and in these seats in this auditorium, Lord. We have prayed the prayer of faith, and we believe that you have heard us. And we believe, Lord, that you are doing things that no man can do. No man can do. Sometimes we get our eyes focused on the words of man. Speak truth to our hearts today. We just have sung. And for those in our online campus today, we join together praying for each one. As they're reaching out to you, and some in desperation, Lord, would you bring healing? All that's needed, Lord, we pray that you would provide. And we give you thanks and give you praise in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Thank you. You can be seated if you'd like. You know, Mom taught me years ago that I should be thankful. And so when someone does something for you, what do? We say, thank you, right? And so she said, be sure to say thank you. I mean, as a child, we're brought up that way. Well, that is true for our relationship with Jesus, too. We need to pause and say thank you. Thank you, God, for your blessings. Thank you for what you've given to me. I mean, we should be thankful that we're sitting here today because you're breathing. So, I mean, living a life of thankfulness to God, I just thank you for the very breath that you have given to me. I thank you for your blessings in my life. I thank you for everything that you have provided. I thank you for the work that you have done around these altars today. Every blessing. Thanksgiving is really every day, isn't it? That's not one time a year. Psalm 138 says this, I give you thanks, O Lord, with all my heart. I sing your praises before the gods. I bow before your holy temple as I worship. I praise your name for your unfailing love and faithfulness, for your promises are backed by all the honor of your name. As soon as I pray, you answered me. You encouraged me by giving me strength. Every king in all the earth will thank you, Lord, for all of them will hear your words. Yes, they will sing about the Lord's ways, for the glory of the Lord is very great. Though the Lord is great, he cares for the humble, but he keeps his distance from the proud. Though I am surrounded by troubles, when some of us maybe are there, you will protect me from the anger of my enemies. You reach out your hand, and the power of your right hand saves me. The Lord will work out his plans for my life. For your faithful love, O Lord, endures forever. Don't abandon me, for you have made me. And in Psalm 138, let's say it together, shall we? I give thanks, O Lord, with all my heart. I will sing your praises before the gods. We're going to stand in just a moment, and we're going to offer up praise to him. I'm just going to invite us like to enter right in praise and thanksgiving. But here's what I know. I know when we come around the altars like we just did and we pray to him, I know that the enemy's right there because he doesn't leave us alone. Have you noticed? And so when we pray the prayer of faith, the enemy's going to come along. He's going to try to steal that away from you. Don't let that happen. Pray the scripture. Pray God's word. Stand on his word. Right? That's the only thing that will defeat the enemy and those thoughts. So that prayer, here's my heart, Lord. Speak truth. God, you speak truth. And we also speak truth in a way that defeats the enemy. Amen. And those things that he wants to bring into our life. Let's stand together. We're going to enter into a time of thanks and saying, God, thank you for all that you've done in my life. And let's just lift our hands to him. Thank you.
my devotion. This is the truth. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need. Christ, my all in all. For
a seat for just a few minutes, and then we'll be heading out in just a second. Mario, come on up here. So we have a prayer ministry that continues, you know, throughout the weeks and days and months and the years, and so it's called a guided prayer ministry. So
yeah, so our guided prayer ministry get on here. Yeah, Guided Prayer Ministry is a wonderful ministry. Some of the people that you saw that were praying up here, they're part of that team. And sometimes we just need moments like this. And they do this on a continual basis on Saturdays throughout the year. And what it is, it's an opportunity. Sometimes we find ourselves getting stuck. Sometimes we find ourselves feeling like there are lies. We've been talking a lot about lies that we find in our lives today. And we just need to hear God's truth about what's really going on, about who he is, about who we are. Because when we come to understand that, that ends up changing the way that we live, because we know that when we know the truth, it sets us free. Yeah. And we want to live in freedom. And this team can come alongside and help us hear God's voice, to even be discipled in what it means to pray some of the prayers that sometimes we don't even know to pray. And as a result, there's some freedom as we hear what God's speaking to us to move into the things that we need to. Sometimes that's dealing with forgiveness in our lives. Sometimes that's dealing with some of the anger, some of the fears that are in our lives. This team, you make an appointment with them, and they'll take some time to just spend time praying with you. And so if that's something that you're interested in, I encourage you. We have these brochures that are in the lobby. You can pick one up today. Or if you're online and you're saying, well, we can't get a brochure, what do I do? You can just email us at info@gatewayfellowship.com, and we'll get you connected to Dick and the prayer team, and make sure you're able to set up a time. I'll tell you, I've had some time with this team, and it's just life-changing. So really encourage you to take advantage of this wonderful opportunity.
Okay, you'll be in the lobby, so if people have questions, they can
absolutely
also connect
I'll be
with
around.
You. So pick up one of those brochures.
Yeah.
That has helped so many people. I know it has, so you may want to participate in that as well. We have something really incredible coming up. In just a moment, we're going to receive our tithe and our offerings, but I want to tell you about this. On September 17th, Om Prakash will be with us. And Om is from India, northern India. He's Garhwali. And he's going to be sharing with you an incredible story, his coming to faith. It's incredible what Jesus did for Om and in his village. So you're going to be hearing that. But on that Sunday, you see this gospel to Garhwal, we're going to be receiving a special offering. Now, if you were here at the start of the year, and some of you are new since the beginning of this year, we shared that we had received or are receiving a matching gift of $25,000. If we raise $25,000, that total equals $50,000 to help enable pastors and continue the work amongst the Garhwali people in northern India. And so we have about $5,000. And so on this Sunday, Gospel to Garhwal, here's what we're praying for, and here's what we're believing for, that we're going to receive a one-time offering in addition to our tithe and offerings of $20,000. Do you believe that we can do that?
Amen.
I believe it. And here's what I'm going to tell you, that 100% of the offering that we receive on that day, 100% will go. Not even a penny will stay here. All of it will go, and that will complete our $25,000 commitment. And then the total, magically, I don't know, turns into $50,000. So that's really cool. So all to take the gospel to the Garhwali people. These are people who have 7,000 villages, Dave, I think, amongst the Himalayas, something like that. Is that right? Yeah. So many of them have never heard the name of Jesus. They have never heard the name of Jesus. And so we're trying to enable pastors and some other missions efforts to take the name of Jesus to these villages. So that's what that's all about. So you're going to hear more and more about that so September 17th. So I just say, like, get your piggy bank, start saving, start praying to Jesus how you can participate in that, and it all goes to help the Garhwali. Our host team is going to come forward. We're just going to receive our tithe and offerings, and then we'll stand and be dismissed in just a moment. But thank you for that. So many, over half now, give digitally online, but still some like to give in the buckets, and that's just great. So you can go ahead and pass that. Thank you so very, very much for your giving, your faithful giving. The Lord bless you. And to those giving online, thanks so much. Now, tonight, Jason, we got this special thing going
we
on
do.
For people, yeah, who like
we
him.
Do.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the things when we shifted our 5 o'clock time to be a discipleship focus, home groups, what it also allowed us to do, though, is have some Sunday nights where we can actually come together as a congregation and worship. Tonight is the first one of those. In the fall, we'll have another one, and it'll be a little bit different style. It'll be more of a contemporary feel. But tonight, we're going to focus in on if you like hymns, if you like gospel music, Southern gospel, that type of music. Tonight at 5 o'clock in this very room. We will begin to be doing, it'll be all hymns, and there's a group from Tacoma coming. They'll be joining us to sing some gospel, and if that's not good enough, then afterwards is strawberry shortcake. And so you do not want to miss strawberry shortcake. Yeah. And we do need some help tonight, though.
Yeah.
And so there's a number on the screen right now, 360-474-7525. If you would like to help tonight, want to come and help with the setup and serving, you can text that number in the word strawberries.
Yeah, so you
I don't think I've ever seen that in church, have you? Just text the word strawberries.
No, not exactly.
Yeah,
but
not
you
exactly.
Should take out your phones right now,
yeah.
360-474-7525. And just text it. And here's the deal: if you get free strawberry shortcake.
That's a good deal, man.
Everybody else does too. So, but anyway, but you text into that number right there. We'll leave it on the screen because they need some help in the serving and so on. Isn't God good?
Yes.
I'd like for us just to stand together, shall we? And I'm just going to conclude in prayer. Next week, start a brand new series called the Life of Worship, and Jason's going to be teaching. It's going to be incredible. So I hope you come. And as we kind of begin to talk about what does a life of worship look like. But let's just give him our thanks, shall we? Father, we thank you for today, for the opportunity to just take a few moments, Lord, to adore you, to confess, to present our needs to you, and to spend some time in thanksgiving. But God, I would pray that as we go, we will be people who consistently adore you, consistently walk according to your wisdom, ways, Lord, and in obedience, Lord, presenting our needs to you, consistently aware of your presence in our lives. So I pray your blessing over each one here today. Give you thanks for each one. In Jesus' name, everyone said, amen, amen. God bless you. See you next Sunday.